Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's Day by Day Hack Day, where we're talking about just some tips and tricks on helping you establish and maintain just your daily, your consistent time with the Lord. And today I've got Dr. John David Smith in the studio. We've got some big things going on as an association this month in February, namely our World Missions Day Jerry Kidd offering. And so I wanted to get you in here to help us think about missions, particularly in the context of our daily quiet times. Okay.
Right.
So, Dr. John David, I've heard you say before that every text is a missions text. What do you mean by that?
Well, just exactly what it says. I believe that every passage in the Bible is a missions text. Now, as you view the Bible, we tend to look at the Bible and pull out verses to try to proof text. Great Commission is the Great Commission.
Right.
But if the Great Commission is the only passage in the Bible that talks about God's mission, I think we're in big trouble.
Yeah.
And so I do believe that as we think about the Bible being a narrative, I think that the mission of God, that overarching God's glory and love to the nations. God is moving from beginning to the end of God's word. There is that very identifiable movement of God that is his mission.
Yeah.
And so every verse, and yes, I do realize some of those are not easy to fit into that category.
Yeah.
But we got to remember, hey, the New Testament turns it up a notch. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
I believe the Old Testament is a missionary group of books as well. And let's don't forget that the New Testament was written, those guys were missionary out of the Old Testament text. That's what drove them, right?
Exactly.
And
exactly.
So as we look at some of those things, you know, I do believe that everything we read in the Bible says to us, hey, God is in a clear movement here.
Yeah.
Now, you know, it's possible to say, hey, the first movement is toward the Messiah. The second one is the missionary movement.
Yeah.
I like to see them all. It really is God's big mission.
Yeah.
And so it fits in that way.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's get real practical on our day-by-day episodes.
Right.
We are going through the book of 1 Samuel. And in 1 Samuel, there's one of the most famous passages of all, David and Goliath, that oftentimes is just a group of verses that get lifted out of the context, and it's like, you can face your Goliath and all
What's your giant?
What's your giant? Exactly. So a story like that, what does that have to do with the mission of God?
Yeah. Well, obviously, as you look and God goes through movements, I think, first of all, you begin to see the nature of God as, of course, you interact with the text, whatever that text may be.
Yep.
God's in control.
Yeah.
And so God had a greater purpose. You know, God indeed with David is protecting a chosen people. He is guarding their mission in this context.
Yeah.
And he's moving them toward a greater mission.
Yeah.
So what is the big picture in the story of David and Goliath? What's the big picture? And like you said, we try to individualize it.
Yeah.
Before we try to missionalize it.
Right, right.
And I say, hey, what is the big mission here? What is that God that's in control? What is this accomplishing and contributing to the bigger mission here?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I even think, and it's, we do have to think, take those individual stories and set them within the context of the broader mission that's going on in the broader story.
Yeah.
And then there's sometimes these little clues within that story. So like at the end of that story, all the Philistines are running through other countries.
Right.
Declaring the greatness of the God of Israel.
Right.
And so, like, there's these little clues that are going on. You had mentioned earlier, just as you and I were talking about, just in your personal quiet time and time with the Lord, that you're in the book of Isaiah.
Right.
And that's a very judge-heavy type of book.
Yeah.
And so where's the mission of God in that in particular?
Great.
What you're
absolutely
reading?
So yeah, these last few days I've been in the teens, so like 10 through 18 so far.
Right.
And it's talking about all those surrounding countries of Israel. And of course, once again, you always see the nature of God in both being just and merciful.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You see that in all of those countries, and God is taking his plan to fruition, which is part of his great mission to make his glory and love known to the nations. And even in those surrounding countries, you can see, hey, you're going to be judged for your own disobedience and mistreatment of my people. But also there is a blessing there as well.
Yeah.
So, but overall, it is a judgment. But it does contribute to the big picture again.
Right.
But you just got to maintain, hey, God's moving all of this forward to that stated mission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so there's your help for this Monday as you're thinking about what it is you're reading. And to always keep in mind as you're reading the Bible, there's a big story that's unfolding. And the big story is the mission of God going to every tribe, tongue, and nation. Until next week, we'll see you then.